defensive coach says you see the progress in defense from last year. You see the same thing?
Yeah, I think so. You know, today was, I thought it was a highly spirited practice. We've really toned it back as far as, you know, talk to our players about learning how to practice with one another. So it's hard in the red zone when it's so competitive like that, when the defense is pulling up. But I thought the offense really executed a nice job today.
Do you like the way they celebrated after?
Yeah. It's great. And it's real. Defensively, you just look for guys who are in the right spot and they're making the right plant and break. And, you know, until you have pads on, you don't know. But it was good.
What do you think about Jeremiah George and Kyrie Ford, some of your linebacker depth, as far as guys that have been here?
Right. Well, I think Jeremiah George has a better understanding of the defense. You know, we're locking him in to play more our will linebacker spot. So he's doing a good job there. Kyrie, I think, you know, he came in the middle of the season last year. So he's progressing. Now, today he had an opportunity for an interception. Great drop, exactly where you need to be. Now you just need to finish. But I think for him, he feels like it's starting to come. He's not where he needs to be, but it's starting to come together.
Allen Robinson getting a little closer.
Yeah, he did a good job in individual. You know, did some routes with him, but it's good to see that he's out there doing that.
He's been on schedule the whole time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
You knew Clemens wouldn't be here today, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He's out for the week.
Who's that?
Clemens.
Yeah, I would say that he will not be here this week unless it's, you know, something happens. But we've had conversation.
Unless he's
what?
Shows up.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into the exact reasons why. So he's just he won't be here.
That's the reason.
Yeah. Undrafted quarterback like Jake Waters, players of that nature, how tough is it to come in and immediately grasp the offense and everything that you guys are throwing at them?
Well, it is tough because you get limited reps too. So you might get two reps or one rep period. And you gotta, you know, I think it really comes back to his individual and his routes on air and his control and managing the offense. So we evaluate everything, but it's more difficult for him because of the limited reps.
Some of the Division II guys, you bring in that jump from the speed of the game there to here. I mean, do you feel like that is something that you really kind of have to work with them on?
Or? Well, I think that you see guys progress. You know, Demetrius McCray was a 1AA, and he came in here and did a pretty good job adjusting. So I think once they get, you know, against each other and they get a feel for, you know, that speed and the techniques that we're asking for, there's always a learning curve, but they seem to adjust pretty well.
How's Gratz looking?
Gratz is doing good. He's, you know, really those corner spots. Aaron Coleman took some reps with the ones today. You know, so you're going to see Gratz get some reps with the ones as well. So all those four is going to be, you know, we're just trying to figure out who's going to come to the top or how they're playing.
So Colvin, Gratz, Gratz, McCray, and...
yeah, I would say those three.
House.
Yeah, House, yeah, and House. You know, but, you know, like we said, Rashad Reynolds is doing a nice job. We've got really eight guys there that we're taking a hard look at. We're going to have some tough decisions.
Were you surprised last year that you got anything out of Colvin, that he was able to progress as much as he did? And did you feel like
no, not I wasn't surprised because of how he attacked. It was rehabbing of his knee. I mean, unbelievable mentality and attitude. I could see he had a strong mental toughness about him. So I think we felt like we need to get him on the field. So, you know, that he made some of the plays he did didn't surprise me, but, you know, just because of the type of nature he is, his competitiveness.
When you move a corner inside then outside, you can do it within the same series. Does that require a different mindset?
Well, it does. You know, I've talked to Cole about this because it's a guy like Rondé Barber. You know, played outside, first and second down, third down, he moved inside or based on the personnel groupings. And that's kind of the challenge that he has to go through. So, yeah, it takes a mindset to do that, and it's a challenge. But if you can have a corner play outside and then come in and move on inside, that's a great, great quality.
Is Brad still showing you a good attitude?
Unbelievable attitude. Yeah, he's really matured over the last couple of years. I see a different, completely different mindset this year than he was his first year.
In what way?
Maturity. Yeah. I think if you remember, it seemed like, you know, we talked about that sometimes you got to externally motivate guys or get after them or challenge them in ways like that. That's how I felt like Gratzi was. And I said that, you know, I remember it was, 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, I told him, until he changes his mindset, we're going to have to continue to motivate him that way. Well, he's not motivated through that anymore. It feels all more internally. I think he's really made really good strides. We'll see how it carries over. But his mindset, I really like how it is.
How has Michael Bennett been for you?
Good. You know, he's gotten clear now, so he was starting off just getting a couple reps. So it was hard to see on tape, but in individual and things like that, kind of what we thought he'd be as a draft pick. You know, good with his hands, really smart, really sharp, picks up the defense really fast. You know, just a, more of a maturity to him, I think, than most guys.
You talked a lot about Julius last week, but are you pleased that he seems to be maintaining?
Well, yeah, he was good, right? In the red zone today, he had a couple good catches, both him and Mercedes. So, you know, you look for guys like that, that athleticism to show up when you're working in that area. And I thought he did a nice job. Yeah, continues to, you know, be great in meetings and on the field.
Hey, you should have another good day.
Yeah, good day. You know, I don't, you know, when we talk about him, he keeps stacking them up. So, you know, nothing I don't think that jumped out, but just very, very solid. Very solid.
As far as the punt return doing, I guess in the OTAs you can't really tell much, right?
It's hard. I think you watch guys, see how they can catch it and stuff like that. But that'll be more of a training camp and preseason.
Things. Him and Dawson and Green are three of the leaders or candidates or whatever.
Yeah.
Anybody else that has a strong?
I think those are the guys right now that that we've kind of targeted. Mm-hmm. Klaus might be another one, you know. Receiver Casey, so he's back there, I think, getting some.
A lot of teams this camp have already arranged joint practices.
Yeah.
Why hasn't that worked for you guys so far?
Well, we've talked about it back and forth. You know, sometimes it doesn't work out schedule-wise because you do it right, you know, a couple of games or a couple of days before the preseason game. You know, so we talked about it more last season than we have this season. It just, you know, I think the way we have things set up, you really got to match. You know, schedules. And, you know, when you talk to opposing coach, you know, our schedule, you know, how they like to handle things, night meetings, you know, we kind of have a routine that we like to put our players through. So sometimes it's difficult to see if a team can match that schedule.
But definitely not this
I don't anticipate it.